But when you get in line with Jesus, nobody can see you. That's how big he is. When you get in line with Jesus, he becomes your all in all. Amen. He becomes the one that walks before you, behind you, and on either side of you for your protection and your provision. That's the way you need to look at Jesus Christ in your life. Like, you ever been to when you go to the grocery store or a gas station and you got everything that you need, what is the very next thing that you look for? The shortest line. You ever thought about that? You know, when you loaded up the grocery basket and you're wheeling it down the aisle and you run past all of those checkout stands, what you looking for? The shortest line. We don't like to wait, do we? We don't like to wait. We're looking for that shortest line. Well, can I tell you that if you'll get in line with Jesus, he got the shortest line. Jesus always has the shortest line. You know what the scripture says. Most people look for that shortest line. Unfortunately, that shortest line in the kingdom of God is the one that leads to eternal life. It's that long line that leads to eternal death. You think about that. Think about it. If that don't get you going, this will. I can tell you that over in Matthew 7, 13, and 14, y'all know the scripture. Enter in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go in by it. Have you ever thought about the broad way? Y'all know what Broadway is? That's the picture industry. That's why they call it the Broadway. Think about it. I'm going to tell you, if you never thought about it that way, just think about the things that enter into your eye gates from things that are on that TV or on that computer screen or a big movie screen. That's all make-believe. But when you enter into the narrow way, that small gate, that maybe it's only a walk gate. Y'all know what the difference between a walk gate? Walk gate's about 3 feet wide. You enter in by that narrow gate. That's the way to eternal life. It says there in Matthew 7, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way. Everybody likes things easy. But I'm going to tell you what. If you get in line with Jesus and you follow totally after him, if you are only sold out to his will and his way, it ain't easy. Because the world is always pulling at you. Self don't like to hurt itself. How about that? You love yourself pretty good, don't you? I know I do. Although you wouldn't know it with all the aches and pains I got all over all my body. I've hurt myself all through the years working, you know, all in the name of getting the job done and feeding the family. But, you know, that's just part of it. But that narrow gate, it's difficult, but it leads to eternal life. Jesus, and this is where some teachings today are totally wrong. And I'll say something I said in service, and somebody told me, I think it was Sandy told me where I actually read this. But it said, if you think life is not a bed of roses, just remember who wore the thorns. Just remember who wore the thorns. He wore the thorns for our pain. He took the pain. He took the beatings. He took the whippings. He took all of these things for us. And we find it difficult to follow him by saying no to the things of this world. We find it difficult to say no to the things of self when they're totally opposite what the Word of God teaches. You know why some people think that way? Because they don't know what the Word of God says. That's why I encourage you, come to Sunday school. That's where you learn about the Word of God. You come in here to be convicted in the Spirit, but you come to learn in Sunday school. That's where you gain the knowledge of the Word of God that enters into your spirit that will help you live right. It will help you live according to God. Then you can never say, I've never been told. But I've told y'all before, you don't know what you don't know because you don't know. But once you do, you become responsible. Let me tell you something, Christians. We're responsible. We are responsible to give them Jesus. We are responsible to stay in line with His Word, His will, and His way. You're responsible for that. Don't take it lightly. Serving God. Don't take it lightly. Take it seriously, because it is serious business. I told you before, it's a matter of life and death. Your life or your death. Think about it. That's the way the gospel is. So he says it's a difficult way, but it leads to eternal life. And then it says, and few find it. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be counted with the few. I want to walk with the few. I don't care how difficult it gets. That few right there is the ones that are going to make it to eternal life. Now, how few that is, I don't know what that number is. Only God knows that number. But if I'm doing everything I can every day that I'm breathing in this world, then I have a lot better chance of being a part of the few. What do y'all think? And you do too. You can be a part of the few, but you got to get in line with Jesus. Get in line with Him. He didn't say it was going to be easy. In fact, He did tell us it's going to be hard. But it can be done if you'll walk with Him, if you'll follow Him. You see, because He is the answer, right? He is the answer. You want an answer to all life's problems? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and His Word. Because He is the Word. He is the one that we can turn to. So, are you a part of the few today? You know, the Marines are only looking for a few. Well, Jesus is looking for a few also. He's looking for a few. Colossians 3, starting at verse 1. Let's just turn there for a second. Colossians 3, verse 1 says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Get in line with Jesus. Let's read that again. If then you were raised with Christ, saved, seek those things which are above, where Christ is. If you'll do that, you get in line with Jesus. Because He sits at the right hand of the Father. You know, one day, we're going to get to face Him. I don't know about y'all, but I want to hear those great words that says, enter in, my good and faithful servant. I don't want to hear those other words that says, depart from me because I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Let me tell you something. It's black and white, no? You either is or you ain't. Now, it ain't good English, but you either is or you ain't. There ain't no gray area. There's no room for error with the Word of God. There's no room for error. This is the truth, nothing but the truth. All the time. All the time. Get in line with Jesus. That's the safest place you will ever be in your entire life here, is staying in line with him. I'm telling you, it's a short line. You'll like it. It's a short line. There ain't very many people in that line. If y'all don't like crowds, you're going to love Jesus Christ. Let me just put it down where you understand it. If you don't want to be in a crowd, go with Jesus. Because he says there's only a few going to find it. Only a few going to find it. So, and in verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things on this earth. Set your mind on him. Get in line with him. Keep those things in your mind of his mind. So you need to mind what's on your mind by staying in line with him. And when you'll do that, you're in safe territory. You're in awesome territory, actually. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you come to grips with that in your life, you become more pliable in the spirit. You become more flexible in the spirit. You come where things of life can hit you, and you just kind of bend with it, and you pop right back up. Yeah. There's total strength in following Jesus Christ. Mentally, physically, financially, and simply out of this world. If you'll set your mind on him. And in verse 3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Get in line with Jesus. I'm not talking about on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I'm talking about when you walk outside these doors. I'm talking about tomorrow when you face life and you go to work. I'm talking about when you're dead tired on Wednesday and you still got two more days to go. Get in line with Jesus. Stay in line with Jesus. Don't step out from behind him. Stay in line with him. I promise you, you'll not regret it. You'll not regret it at all. And then it says, with Christ who is our life appears, well, when Christ who is our life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Man, I'll say it again. John said it for me 1,000 times. If I don't light you, fire your woods wet this morning. It's just awesome walking with Jesus Christ, following in line with him, staying in line with him. It only leads to eternal life, not eternal death. You want to follow the world? Hey, at some point, God's going to say, I done all I can do for you, boy, and you won't come. So I'm going to turn you over. Y'all don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen to your friends. You don't want that to happen to your spouse that's unbeliever. You don't want that to happen to anyone. Because I'm going to tell you what, an eternal death in hell is going to be a horrible place to be, according to the Word of God. If you like endless darkness, endless pain, and endless falling, well, then go to hell. But if you don't, you need to get in line with Jesus. You need to stay in line with Jesus. I don't care what comes your life. Man, there's all kinds of temptations out there that'll come and try to grab a hold to your life. But if you'll stay in line with Jesus, he will help you fight against those temptations. He will help you to be the overcomer that he has called you to be. You see, because he's already overcome the world, and if you're following him, guess what? You get to overcome the world too. I'm telling you, Jesus does not leave us clueless as to what to do. All we got to do is read it. All we got to do is digest it. All we got to do is start living it. And I promise you, Holy Spirit, if your heart is right, Holy Spirit is going to prick your heart about things if you start trying to stray one direction or the other. He'll let you know what's right and wrong. It says in John 14:26, Jesus said that Holy Spirit will recall everything that he has said to you. See, you got an ultimate helper. You got one that not only comforts you, but helps you. He'll go before you. He'll give you that information into your heart and life that you'll be able to stand when everybody else falls down. When everybody else is wondering, what on earth am I going to do? You'll already know what to do because you got Holy Spirit in your life. Get in line with Jesus. Don't leave him. Don't get out from behind him. I told y'all before, you know, you watch a little kid with mom and dad, and they be in a strange setting. Where are they going to be? Right on your leg. Yeah, I mean, you be dragging them around. That's the way we need to be with Jesus Christ. That's the way we need to be with God the Father. We need to hang on to him with all our strength. Because he is our life. He is the one you can always trust. Listen, most people out there that want to do you wrong, they got their own agenda in mind, all right? The Word of God tells us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. It tells us to know the ways of the enemy, but we do not partake of them. Because we have a better way. Have you found a better way? His name is Jesus. If you haven't found that better way, see me here in just a minute. And I'm going to tell you about that better way. I'm going to tell you about that way that will give you an all-expense-paid trip through life. Has the best insurance plan, life insurance plan, that's simply out of this world. And guess what? It's already paid for. It's already paid for. You don't have to even pay nothing on it. You just got to follow him. How easy is that? And then he goes on. He says, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. You got any idols in your life? You need to get rid of them. They only lead you astray. They'll put you on that broad way. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you start paying attention more to them than you do with Jesus Christ, sooner or later you're going to find yourself not following Jesus and following them. Who or what you love is who you will commit yourself to. Do you love Jesus today? Get in line with him. Don't deviate. Don't go left or right. Stay right behind him. Because he will only lead you in the right direction. Only. He will never lead you in the wrong direction. Never. He don't do that to us. You put your complete trust in him, it's complete. And it only leads to eternal life. Now, verse 6, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Let me tell you something. You don't want his wrath upon your head. If you read over in the Old Testament, I mean, we ain't got time for all that, about the wrath of God that came upon people that were disobedient to him. Look what he did to his own chosen people that were disobedient to him. He killed them by the thousands because they were disobedient. I've told y'all before, there was an old pastor over in Vietnam. He was asked one time about the persecution against his church and the suffering that they were suffered under the communist regime. And he thought, what do you think about that? And he said, well, he said, suffering for Christ, that ain't bad. He said, I'll tell you what is bad, being disobedient to Christ. Suffering for God is not the worst thing that will happen to you. Disobedience to him is what's the worst thing that can happen to you. Verse Verse 7, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. You know, we all walk that way. I walk that way. Y'all know part of my testimony. I was almost 38 years old. I walked in the way of disobedience to God. It's the wrong way. The only right way is getting in line with Jesus Christ and staying with Him. Do not be a disobedient child. I know none of y'all parents out there, y'all don't like it when your child's disobedient, do you? Oh, I'm just so happy that they're disobedient. It's just so wonderful that they won't mind me and do what I say. No. There is a consequence for disobedience. As it is in your family, so it is with the family of God. There is a consequence for disobedience. I don't even want to go there because I'm going to tell you what, the stuff that I read over in the Old Testament. How about the time when he opened up the earth and he swallowed up that man and all his family and all his belongings? How would you like to have that happen to you because you was disobedient? Your place that you own just disappear off the map. God is capable of doing anything that He wants to do. He is a great big God. He is the creator of all things. If you believe that, don't be disobedient. If you don't believe that, you can be disobedient if you want to. Verse 8, but now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. That's a whole mouthful right there. That's a whole mouthful such an awesome message about following Jesus Christ. It gives you all the reasons to follow Him, and it gives you all the reasons not to follow Him, and it gives you all the things that you're doing if you are not following Him. He's very explanatory, okay? All you got to do is read it. I've told you before, if you'll get into it and let it get into you, you'll stay in line with Him. That's how it works, folks. Is getting into it and let it get into you. That word of truth, that word of knowledge, that word of wisdom, all those things that are in this word is what you need to stay in line with Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something? You don't want to get off into your own thinking, because most of our thinking is stinking at best. That's the truth. When you line it up with this word, none of it will get you anywhere but hell. Think about it. Stay in line with Jesus Christ. Stay in line with Him. Y'all familiar? I've talked about Philippians 3:10 numerous times here in the last 6 to 8 months. Staying in line with Jesus Christ is to know Him. Philippians 3:10. You know, Paul, he says, you know, let me just say it this way. You'll know you are in line with Jesus when you know His suffering. Our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world, they know the suffering. They know the suffering part. Every day. Paul said that I may know Him, that I may be in line with Him, added end quotes. The power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. Can I tell you something? If you ain't crucified the old man, you're going to have a hard time following Jesus. If you haven't died to self, you're going to have a real hard time following Jesus, because the stuff he says in his word offends you. How about the part where he says, love your enemies? Y'all like doing that? Jesus commands that. Love your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Do good to those who do you evil. Get in line with Jesus. See, you don't have to do it on your own. He will help you. He is there to help you. He left Holy Spirit to live within us to help us. Let him help you. Get in line with him. Pretty easy, huh? No? I've never found it easy. I still fight those things of the flesh. I still fight those things. But you know something? After this 37 years, it's got a little easier. If you're persistent in following him, it gets easier following him. If you'll stay committed and you don't compromise, it gets a little easier following him, even though things can get harder. Because I'm going to tell you what, the more radical you get in the spirit, the harder things can get for you on this earth. They think you're a spiritual nut when you won't give in at all. But that's what he asks us to do, that we don't compromise. We live the life that he set the example for. If you will do that, I promise you, you're on the right road and you're in the right way and you'll be in line with Jesus Christ. Because otherwise, you may stray. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to stray away from him. I want to stay right up close to him. I've told y'all before, you want to get so close to him that you can feel his breath on your cheek. You can feel his very presence hover over you. If you've never experienced that, I encourage you to go after him. Go after him in such a way that you have never been committed before. That you may know him. The fellowship of his suffering, if you'll just get in line with him, the suffering's going to come your way. The more you're in line with him, the more the suffering. Look at his life, what happened to him. The more he told them, you ain't walking in the way, the more that the rigid religious wanted to kill him. Get in line with Jesus. It's the shortest line. There are going to be few people in that line. You're going to like that line. But it's a difficult way. Difficult. In other words, it ain't easy. But you can do it. I promise you, you can do it. He will help you. You can do it. So is that to you today? Is that you? Are you totally in line with Jesus? Are you struggling to be in line with Jesus? Are you being pulled left and right and things are trying to overcome you? Well, the safest place that you can be, if any of that fits you, is right down here, right now. Right now. Because I'm going to tell you what, this is the safest place you'll be, is in the presence of the King. You can trust him with your very life. If you need salvation, if you need Jesus Christ, I'm not even going to call it salvation. You need Jesus, you need to come. Come right now. We're going to baptize here in a minute. We got three young ladies over here that have followed Jesus Christ in the profession of their faith, and now they want to follow him in baptism. Okay? And that's what we're going to do. But I'm going to tell you what, first things first. That's what the Bible says, first things first. Salvation is first. Salvation is first. Knowing Jesus Christ is first. It's not second. It's not fourth. It's first. And then everything else follows. Everything else comes after that. Then you can get in line with Jesus. Knowing Him as Savior is everything. It is everything. You see, it's real simple. If you're not in line with Jesus, then you are in line with self in the world. Let me just say it that way. I'll make it real simple for you. If you're following, if you ain't following Him, then you're following something else. That's just the way it is. It's simple. Only you know if you're following Him completely. I don't know. Holy Spirit knows. Jesus knows. God knows. You got to make that decision for yourself. You and Him. One-on-one. All right? Everybody know Jesus today. Amen. Everybody satisfied? Well, let me encourage you to stay in line. Don't deviate. Don't get distracted. Don't leave His presence. Can I encourage you to only know Him more? Because what little bit that I do know about Him, I need to know more about Him. And the way I do that is I stay in total communion with Him all the time. Whether it's in prayer, whether it's just talking, whether it's just listening for His voice, whether it's communion with all of you and anyone else outside these walls, whatever that it happens to be, all of those things need to point to following Him. Everything. Don't give room for the enemy to come in and steal something from you. Don't do that. There's no need in that. There's no need at all. You see, you can't have Jesus and have the world too. It's either one or the other. You might think you're walking in the middle, but you ain't walking in the middle, because if you ain't for Him, then you are against Him. That's just the way it is. If you ain't for Him, you are against Him. You can read it in the Bible. It's in there. I didn't make it up. It's right there. Jesus leads to eternal life when we follow Him, and the world leads to eternal death and hell. End of story. Pretty clear, huh? Pretty simple stuff. Easy to understand.